I'm not laughing at you. I'm not, I promise. I like how your mind works. Isn't it interesting that I've known you since kindergarten and I'm somehow not bored of you? Not yet, anyway. I need to use your laptop. I want to log into Canvas to see if I got my grade back yet. My history paper, yeah. It was supposed to be graded. Thank you. It was supposed to be graded yesterday. The anticipation is killing me. Password? Of course. Whoa. What is this? A Reddit thread on how to talk to women? No, hey, stop. Let me read it. How to talk to women 101. What is this? Blah, 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 blah. If you can, compliment her on something she owns. Stop. And ask an open-ended question about it. If she's reading a book, tell her the cover looks interesting and ask what she thinks of it so far. Ask where she got a sticker on her laptop, or say that you like the color of her phone case. Avoid complimenting her body or using the words sexy. You didn't let me finish. Now I'll never know how to talk to women. How could you? Okay, spill. What woman are you trying to talk to? I'm not making fun of you. Hey, I'm sorry for laughing. I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at, you know, at just the idea of there being a thread called How to Talk to Women 101. But you know what? You're right. It's not even that funny. I'm sorry. Now, what woman are you trying to talk to? Come on, tell me. Is it someone I know? I laughed at you, so now you feel like you can't tell me. I'm not gonna make fun of you, okay? Unless your crush is that theater kid who ate a worm on a dare, in which case I really don't know what to tell you. Hey, look at me. That's better. Look, you talk to us like normal people. You're not trying to communicate with a spirit. It's really not that complex. No candles or Ouija board necessary. Just talk to girls like you talk to me. Honestly, I don't even know why you looked all that up. You don't need help. You talk to me just fine. Do you want to practice on me? Why not? It'll probably be more helpful than strangers on the internet. Okay, so, I'll start. Hey, what's up? Yeah, same. Do you have any weekend plans? Me neither. Come on, you serious? That was your cue. Your cue to ask me out. Usually when a girl tells you she doesn't have weekend plans, it's because she wants you to ask her out. It's common sense. You're hopeless. Hopeless. Okay, let's try this again. This time, use your brain. So, do you have any weekend plans? Really? Me neither. As a matter of fact, I would love to. pick me up at 6? I don't know, they always say 6. Great. Looking forward to it. See? Was that so hard? You don't need a Reddit thread to guide you. You have me. You should have come to me first. I thought we tell each other when we like somebody. Isn't that what friends do? Are you embarrassed? Please don't tell me it's warm, girl. Hey, I'm just teasing you. You know you can tell me anything, right? What's gotten into you? You're never this secretive. I'm sorry I laughed at you. I shouldn't have made fun of it. Everyone Googles stuff like that at some point. God knows I've Googled worse. What's going on? Are you gonna tell me what this whole crush thing is about? You will. Well, okay, go for it. I'm all ears. Oh. What do you mean? Okay, just stop. Stop. Whatever you're about to say, I don't want you to say it, okay? Just please don't. I'm gonna go home. Yeah, I have stuff to do anyway. Look, I'll call you later. Or text you, I don't know. Okay, bye. Hey, how are you? I'm good. I got an A on my history paper. I'm sorry about last night, for leaving all of a sudden. It wasn't about you. You didn't do anything wrong. I just want you to know that. No, that wasn't it. I mean, that was part of it, but it wasn't. Can I just come in? Yeah, I'm kind of outside. Okay. I brought you a donut. Of course it is. You think I don't know my best friend's favorite kind of donut? So, last night, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know I already said that, but I didn't explain it fully. Don't you want to hear what I have to say? But I prepared a speech and everything. What? I don't want to forget about it. Please, will you just sit there and let me talk? It can't be worse than the time I made you sit and listen to me rap Super Bass. Thank you. So, last night, I think I knew what you were going to say. I know you only got out like 2 words before I cut you off and walked out, but I think I had a pretty good idea of where it was going. And it's not that I didn't like where it was going. It's just that you're my best friend. You're also kind of my only friend. And I need you in my life, always. Like, I can't picture you not in my life. You're the person that I turn to when I need someone. And so, if we were more than friends, and it didn't work out between us, and if for some reason feelings got hurt and things ended badly, I wouldn't be able to turn to you. I wouldn't have anyone. You're very important to me, and so I'm just scared of losing you. But I'm not going to pretend like I haven't thought about being more than friends with you, because I have, many times. I'm just scared that by having you, I would lose you, somehow. That's the end of my poorly rehearsed speech. You can talk now. Or clap. Or throw tomatoes. That's fine too. Oh, your turn? Okay, go ahead. And I would never purposefully hurt you either. Okay. A pinky swear? You want us to pinky swear? Like we're 7 years old again. Okay. I solemnly swear to be the best girlfriend that I possibly can be, while preserving our friendship to the best of my ability. Your turn. I kind of feel like we just got married. Yeah, well, the donut is kind of a ring. Just bigger and tastes better. I guess that, this would be the part where you kiss me. Okay, this is weird. No more pretend wedding, okay? Agreed. You really googled how to talk to me? Why? You do it all the time. I don't want you to act different, okay? Don't take advice from strangers on the internet. Just be you. 'Cause that's who I fell in love with.